you know, there's everything I can do here. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe, okay. Maybe it'll come back on like magic.
I'm hoping.
It goes off like magic. Maybe it'll come back on like magic. So, anyway. So, how are you?
How was your weekend? Weekend was very busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was very busy here. But today, it looks like we're going to have partly cloudy skies, so it's going to be, you know, kind of a nice day today. A high of 55 and a low of 43. And the weather, Carl's brought to us by...
our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And find them at...
Shasta Gas Propane. It's okay. I'll just do the weather. We'll get back
this
to that.
This is kind of really weird. 265-3793. I can't keep retraining myself every Monday. It just gets too hard. Okay, everybody. Gosh, I hope everybody had a great weekend. Okay.
Now, can
things
I?
That happened.
I was going to say the weather. Just really quick rundown.
I thought you just did.
I just did today. Do you just want today?
No,
okay,
I want them all.
Today you can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, a high of 55 and an overnight low of 43. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and a high of 50 tomorrow, 51 for Wednesday, lows dropping in the 40s. Thursday and Friday, partly sunny, 61 for Thursday, 63 for Friday, overnight lows in the 40s once again. Saturday, increasing clouds and scattered showers, a high of 57. Red Bluff is 45, 44 in Anderson, 40 in the city of Shasta Lake, 43 degrees in downtown Redding. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, it's still brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. What's the deal? Are there any traffic conditions out there?
At this time, no incidents. And if you are traveling, though, you could run into possible delays. That's near Mount Shasta, also on 44, 299 east and west. And because today it doesn't look like it's going to rain, we might see some construction in and around Redding and also on the roads. And they do postpone that, especially in inclement weather. So it looks like you could run into delays as well on 36 this morning.
Well, today is Martin Luther King's celebration of his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things are closed down today. I believe, I don't know, schools closed?
Schools, I do believe, are closed. And banks.
Banks are closed.
And
I saw people out working today, though.
Yes. Like us, we're working.
Yes, we're working. I'm just giving up on everything today. I'm just toss the phone down, you know. Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. This is going to be a today we have on with us. Orchard Nutrition is coming by, and also a couple of other people that I think you're going to find interesting. The 49ers won yesterday. Sunday. The Chiefs won, Kansas City Chiefs. The 49ers just didn't squeak it out. You know, I have to admit, Aaron Rodgers is one of my favorite players in the NFL. He always seems like a gentleman. He's always got it together. He fights. You never see any emotion on his face. And but yesterday, 49ers just overwhelmed them. So I guess the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl for all you 49er lovers. It was interesting when they were playing the national anthem, they were all standing. At least they didn't show anybody not standing. Yeah, so it was kind of, you know, interesting.
Definitely.
And then we have yesterday, I mean, or Saturday, I think, was the Women's March. Did you see that?
I wasn't able to attend. I had another engagement here.
Well, you know, it was national. It was a national Women's March. And 2 years ago, it was, you know, close to a million people, not here in Redding, of course, but in a couple of different places. Last year was a lot smaller, and this year was even significantly smaller than that. But Redding had a number of people out marching, you know, for abortion rights, equality and pay and promotions, and mainly to environmental reasons, and mainly to, you know, not reelect Trump. Which is, you know, a lot of the purpose of it. Not everybody, of course, but many of them. So, and the last thing I have before we take a break here is, I just saw it on the news this morning. There's this a sexual predator. He can be identified because his face is totally tattooed, and he changed his name to Pirate, and he's just got out of jail, and they seem to be sending him down to Redding. Because that's where he's from. He spent time in jail up in Alaska for keeping a woman prisoner for 5 days, have her hanging from a fan while he tortured her in different ways and sexually assaulted her. And he's got a long history of this kind of stuff. My question, of course, is why is he even on the street? But he's on his way back here to Reading. And Reading police were aware of it. They know when he's coming in and all this. But it's interesting how I don't see how somebody who has done this a couple of times is back on the street. I knew a forensic sociologist that she had a group meetings with sexual offenders. You know, she said some of them were stupid, that had done stupid things. A lot of them were the 18-year-olds with their girlfriend who was 16 or 17, underage, and they got in trouble. And she said there were some that were, she said probably 90% of them, you know, were never going to do anything again. Then you had about another 8% that were persistent, you know, flashers or, pornography, child porn, and these things. She said, but there was like 2%, 2 to 3% that were predators, true predators. That she said they were sitting there, they're just waiting till they could go out and assault another woman. And she said that no matter what she wrote, they'd already been released. You know, the police were watching them, but a lot of times police can't watch them all the time. So just to kind of give you that, just to pass that news that was on Channel 7 this morning about this guy coming back. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here it is, the 20th at 7:17 in the morning. Temperatures, if my computer ever comes back on, will tell me. What's the temperature today, Sue?
Today, you can expect mostly cloudy skies, and tomorrow increasing clouds and a chance of showers. More the same for Wednesday, then sunny skies for Thursday and Friday, and more rain for Saturday with highs in the 50s, lows dropping in the 40s throughout the week. It is currently 43 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay, cool. 43 degrees. Hey, the weather report is brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I got Wade Reeks in here today. Hey, Wade, how's it going, buddy?
Morning, Carl. I got to tell you, I love Sue. You know, she's got so many plates spinning in the air back there, and nothing seems to faze her. She just, like, everything just goes nice.
No, I'm going
to
throw something else on her and make her cry.
Uh-oh.
So, just kidding.
Don't make
just
her
kidding.
Cry.
So, you're here today. You got a couple of things going.
Yeah. Shasta Builders Exchange, they're going to be coming in about 7:30 this morning. And also, at 8 o'clock, we've got Orchard Nutrition coming in. They're celebrating their 38th year, Carl. If you can believe that, 38 years in business at Orchard Nutrition Center.
Wow. We were just down there the other day. Buying protein drinks, and then you end up getting supplements, and then there's always something down there. You can find some of the bulk stuff. You'll find almonds. Always good.
Bobette shops there, like, all the time. That's her primary place to go. In fact, she's a little under the weather this morning, and she actually went down there and picked up some natural cold remedy. And amazing. I mean, she's feeling so much better already.
You watch football this weekend at all?
Oh yeah.
So,
I'm still a diehard Seahawks fan, and I catch a lot of grief for that. In fact, I'm stopped getting gas, and I'm wearing my colors, you know. And somebody drives by and voiced their negative opinion of my team as they were driving by.
Well, just because you were sitting there, huh?
Yeah, well, I was wearing my Seahawks colors. But, I'd say I've always been a 49er fan ever since, you know, I'm old, so I go back to the days of Joe Montana. And 49ers, they deserve to be where they're at right now. Although I'm a little disappointed they stole Richard Sherman. But, hey, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you know, just when you think Sherman's about finished, there he is.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I mean, Kansas City, Mahomes, I mean, what can you say? The kid is just unbelievable. You know,
he does it. He makes it look easy.
He does.
And then he trots. It's like he's trotting down the field, and people are missing him. And then they hit him, and you think he's just not that big a guy. He just spins around, just keeps going.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that.
Well, I tell you, he reminded me of RG3. You know, because RG3, when he first came out, you know, he was playing. He had the same type of moves, but he'd get hit, and you know, he wound up being taken out of the game. And then wound up losing his starting position. But Mahomes, he's a totally different animal. I mean, this kid can just – he can move and he can throw. And it's going to be a great Super Bowl.
It looks like they've got – I think it will be. I think they're going to – you've got thousands of people marching in Virginia at the Capitol. They've surrounded the Capitol with fence. They've put in metal detectors. Nobody can come on the Capitol grounds with a firearm. Which doesn't, you know, which...
Well, that makes...
Well, they're marching...
Sense,
well, they're,
yeah.
Well, they used to let them do it. And they're marching for their Second Amendment rights. They've passed all these laws. And Virginia has become a second Amendment sanctuary state everywhere but Richmond. the counties, the towns, everywhere, except maybe two counties in the whole state, have declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary, that they are not going to enforce those laws that the Virginia legislature put on them. And one of the doltish Democrats said, well, we'll just call out the National Guard and take them. Well, that really put the general in charge of the National Guard in Virginia under the gun, so to speak. And he, he said, well, look, he didn't say, don't do this to me, don't do this to me. He never said that. What he said was, well, you know, we're the National Guard. If there's a civil emergency, you know, of course, that's what we're there for. Of course, many of the National Guards are out marching, and, they're going, oh, I'm not going to take guns away from my neighbors. So then they're saying then the other, that the Antifa's going to be there. Well, the Antifa from Richmond said, yeah, we're marching right alongside these guys. Because when you start taking guns away from people, you do it based on racial. A lot of it was based on racially to keep the guns away from blacks, especially after the wars. And so, it's a racist legislation. So this will be interesting to see Antifa marching along. I don't think they'll be marching along the Proud Boys, but but they said we support this. This is you can't take you disarm us, you leave us open to all these thugs, and that's what happened to all the African Americans after the Civil War and the other laws they passed just to make it hard for blacks to get guns, and the black community knows this. The Jim Crow laws and all these. So now Virginia is standing up on its hind feet and saying, this is enough. We've had this. It's a you pass these laws. You want to take away our guns. You want us to read. First of all, they're just going to have them hand in their semi-automatic firearms. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't pass that one. So we just want to register them. You got to register them, and you got to get rid of all those magazines. Those standard capacity magazines, because they're dangerous. Because and this gun looks dangerous. I know. I say? Thousands are marching. They're expecting maybe 20,000 people there, maybe more. Think about this. People are coming in from all over the country for this one.
At what point?
I would have gone there for that.
Is sanity going to come back into the conversation? Because this is nuts.
Well, it's, and you look at gun violence. I had one of the candidates in here,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Did you realize more people were killed by their fists and hammers than there were by these quote assault weapons? Where'd you get that information? Well, the FBI, they put it out, and you can look it up if you think I'm kidding, or I'm mistaken. I'm always, I'm mistaken quite often." But I'm pretty sure about this one.
I'm only mistaken when I'm in conversations with Bobette.
Well, I understand that. She's pretty sharp. Do you ever get a feeling that sometimes the women are talking in a second language to us? It's not the highest language that they talk to each other.
Oh, absolutely.
They talk to us in a somewhat lower level language.
Yeah.
I've thought that sometimes. And then I don't, I'm not a multitasker. When Linda says that, at first when we first married, I go, okay, some people aren't. And then I watch her. She'll be sitting there with five women. They're all having different conversations, yet somehow, and then they can shift flawlessly, seamlessly, transparently to the next conversation and not have missed anything that's going on. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, and I'm still back on the other conversation going,
So what did you mean by that? And then they say something to you, and 5 minutes later they're still asking the same question. I'm sorry, honey, I wasn't listening. They can keep five conversations. There could be more. That's just the most I've ever counted. They can keep five different conversations going at one time and not miss a beat on any of them, and then tell me, I don't multitask. Yes, you do. You call it something else. I don't know what you call it, telepathy, or what, but you can, so.
Oh,
I say that safely but I've told her that to her face. She went down to see a play down in Sacramento with her mother. She said it's a musical. I didn't ask which one it was. I was really involved. She said it was great. So she said that she didn't see any homeless there, at least down there around the the you know the theater. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Maybe they moved them out.
Yeah. Last time I was down in Sacramento because I get down there quite a bit, and mostly it's under the underpasses. I mean, you've got 10 cities basically set up under the underpasses. Just I mean, people that have been there for a while, and it's unfortunately this is everywhere these days. It's not just Sacramento and Shasta County. It's all over. But I think it's going to really it's a matter of how you deal with the situation.
I think it is. And speaking of that, that's why I kind of brought that up is because there's a woman here in town that went up to Oregon and she saw something they're called tiny houses. Mm-hmm. They're not the tiny house that you think of or people construct them. It's almost like think of a really cut down Quonset hut that's like 80 square feet. Mm-hmm. It's got it'll have a bed frame, a mattress, and a smoke detector in it, and a door that locks. And they're small, but they will shelter people and get them off the streets. So probably if you had a husband, wife, you could probably put them both in there. I mean, it's a place to sleep. It's a place to put their stuff and lock it up. So
I saw a picture of this.
It was in the paper this weekend. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, is this something that could be used to get the people out of the parks? But the other part of this, you know, it gets later in the paper is security, a fenced-in area, mm-hmm. you know, that locks, another building, which could be a prefab. I mean, those things are all over the place. Mm-hmm. You just use them for, you know, they have from construction sites as a place to meet with the people and try to help them, mm-hmm. you know, mentor them, get them off, you know, be a kind of a clearinghouse for getting them into drug and alcohol programs and all this. But what it would do is would give them a stable place to be.
The question is, Carl, and believe me, I'm a firm believer of helping anybody who wants to help themselves. But I'm wondering, you know, and I think it's a great idea. I saw the pictures of the tiny houses and I thought they were great. But, you know, it also comes back to how many people want to be where they're at. You know, I want to help anybody who wants to get off the streets, who wants to, you know, I'm all about giving people a helping hand. But again, how many people want to be where they're at? Well, you know, that they've chosen that lifestyle.
There was an article, if you have not read it, in the Record Search late this weekend. It was really a good article because the reporter went to different people mm-hmm. and talked to them. You know, the rumors that, you know, they're all being bussed in. You know, the picture that Michael DeQuisto, our mayor pro temp, had in Facebook says, going to Reading, you know, but I'm a guy on the street. I need to go there to have my hand looked at. Well, I don't know why you can't have your hand looked at in Sacramento, but okay. Or if it was just a, you know, a clever ploy to get money. And how many of them are here? And she talked to many of them who were from here, you know, but they said, yeah, we've heard other people have come in. But most of the people, when they've done this in this, you know, this point in time survey, and again, you don't know if they're telling the truth though.
Yeah.
You know, it said, you know, they're from around this area. So, and some of them are homeless. One guy lives in a van because he doesn't want to take a spot at the Good News Rescue Mission. You know, the Good News Rescue Mission's got lots of places. But he lost his home when he lived with a relative and the relative died. So now he's living in his van. That's one guy. Other people, you know, different stories. But at least she went out and she started talking to him. But the thing is I think it still goes back to all to substance abuse. At least I bet 95% of it is substance abuse. Mm-hmm. Maybe, and 100% of it is substance abuse or mental problems. There is that percentage that does not want to live by any rules.
Yeah.
They've got their own little camps. They've got all that stuff.
It's like they say, you know, everybody's like two paychecks away from living on the streets.
Well, you know what? The American population has finally this year has started to save some money. This year. Mm-hmm. Every other year, it was, you know, you're right. The vast majority, you know, of our country was living from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck like that. And if that paycheck stopped, they'd stop.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a year's worth of savings or a 6 months worth of savings, like Dave Ramsey says.
And what does it take to get into housing, you know, even in Shasta County right now? You know, you're talking first plus a deposit. You're talking several thousand dollars to get into a place to live.
Yeah.
Who has that?
Well, see, now if that's somebody that's homeless or that they're having problems like that, there are agencies out there. if you can get to the right one, that'll help you with that. You know, and, you know, if they're homeless, we'll pay that deposit. Well, get the electricity turned on for them. You know, they've got money coming in. But you're right there. How many families are out there? The husband and wife are both working. Sometimes, you know, the husband's two jobs, the wife's two jobs to make those ends meet. So let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized for the second year in a row by the Watson Health Association. It's fully accredited chest pain center. They're helping out veterans. If a veteran can't be seen, instead of going, you know, at our clinic and has to be seen by a specialist, instead of going to San Francisco or Davis or any other place around here, they can be seen at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And they have an emergency room where you're seen in 30 minutes or less. You know, that they just did they just crunched the numbers from last year, and that was their average, 30 minutes or less. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with the Builders Exchange.
Our equipment here at KCNR. Now, if you hear a little extra static or perhaps a little silence between commercials, we're aware and appreciate your patience as we address these issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5, 1460.com, 1460 AM. Your talk radio station may not be after right now because Carlos is babbling along. Celebrating over 10 years in the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. 736 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction expanding out. They've linked up with a team called Legal Heat, which is a national company, so that Northern Firearms will be teaching in every sportsman's warehouse in California and Bass Pro Shop and all of those, plus keeping their own brand going as they do around here with classes up here in Reading. You can find out more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Tracy Lockstadt from the Shasta Builders Exchange. Good morning, Shasta. Good morning, Tracy.
good morning, Shasta.
Good
morning. Yeah, I work for the trade school, actually. I run the trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange. So I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that. It seems like the trade schools are booming. I know that Shasta College has, you know, a very, very active, thriving classes over there. And a lot of their people, when they're getting close to getting graduated, are getting poached out of the class. They're getting poached out of the class.
That's true.
To go to work. So tell us about the Shasta, you know, the Builders Exchange, about the trade schools.
Well, the trade school has been here as the training center since about 2005. And then a couple years ago, we rebranded to the trade school, and we made it a 501c3 so that we can accept donations, so that we can continue to offer classes here in the North State, and people don't have to drive all the way to Sacramento. So some of our programs are electrical, carpentry, and plumbing. Those are our long-term evening programs, which I run. And then during the daytime, there are other classes. People want to take a one-day seminar. Joe Comente used to say that was your Get to Work Now program. So whether it was CPR, forklift training, flagging certification, you can come for 1 or 2 days, get a certificate, and then apply for a position.
Okay. And so it was electrical. And what else was
plumbing,
it?
Carpentry.
Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, plumbing seems to be a good business, as does electrical.
Yes, I think both of those are very, well, it's very necessary to have those three things offered. You know, we all want to turn on the tap and have clean water. We want to flip the light switch and make sure that the electricity turns all, you know, we're all dependent on our electronics these days and having lights on, and we all want a roof over our heads. So very important programs.
Yeah, I wish you had a class on reconnecting to the internet. So
what, you could try CloudWise Academy for that.
Well, you know what, I took a class from CloudWise.
Yeah.
And it was on coding, in fact. Mm-hmm. And I built a website just coding it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm not taking all the, you know, going into the different ones where, you know, you kind of like use those. But I actually coded a whole website. It was kind of a basic website, but it was mm-hmm. interesting on the amount of, you think it's impossible to do to write code, but it's not. I think the average person, if you can type and remember
yeah.
how things are set up.
Right.
But I think that's the main thing about any type of work that you can do with your hands. Knowing the basics of it, like the basics of plumbing.
Yes.
You know, how do things work? How do we, you know, it's not just connecting pipes.
No, it isn't. It's a lot more than that. And you know, I was an elementary school teacher before I got this position, so I came not from a construction background. And since I've been running the programs, I'm amazed at the amount of information that they have to know, whether it's, you know, the mechanical aspects of it or the theory or the NEC or the plumbing codes, all of the codes and that they have to keep up with. You have to be a very intelligent person. You have to be a really good troubleshooter. You know, I think it's a shame that for the last 10, 15, 20 years that our high schools have tried to push everyone to go to college when, we need very intelligent people in the trades, and they need to know that there's opportunities there that are pay just as well as many positions that you get after going to college, that they can earn while they learn. They don't have any student debt when they're done. And it's unfortunate that the high schools have been pushing people that way, but I've noticed in the last 3 years, I've been in this position for 5 years now, and in the last 3 years I started to see a slow change, that we are changing the paradigm, that trades jobs are career pathways, and that they're viable, and that people enjoy them, and that they're certainly an alternative. We don't need all of those doctors, lawyers, engineers, right? Not every person who graduates from high school needs to be that. Our economy needs to have people that can fix the plumbing, who can build a building, especially now with all of the rebuilds across the state and the infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt. And we have a huge population that's retiring. As baby boomers retire, they're taking about 25% of the construction and skilled trades people with them. And the millennials weren't very interested in getting their hands dirty and working with their hands. So this year has been very exciting for me because I've seen a lot of young people, 19, 20 years old, come into the office.
Aren't those millennials?
No, those are Generation Z.
Oh, those are Generation Z's.
Z, yeah.
Z.
I've heard them called linkers. But
yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I saw something the other day. A guy came up to these three young men that were working on a construction tree. He said, why'd you come on this? You know, why do you want to learn how to be, you know, construction?
Yeah.
Two of them had families. Said, I want a living. I want to be able to provide my kids a home and all this.
Mm-hmm.
The other one said, you've got to learn a trade. And, you know, all three of their answers was really good. And I see that now. Not mm-hmm. everybody, you know, it's not saying that people we don't need college graduates, because we do.
Yeah.
But when you've got a degree in a very hard-to-find a job area, maybe English, ancient pre-modern English literature,
mm-hmm.
it may be difficult to find a job doing that. And a lot of people end up working in jobs that they're technically overqualified for,
mm-hmm.
But in reality they're not, because they only really know that one spot. Where a person going to the trade school, if you're going to be a welder, they also say we should also get your heavy equipment license, so you can, you know, or your Class C driver's license, so you can drive, you know. Especially the dirt moving equipment, the heavy,
right.
the heavy equipment class.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get to Class C, but they're also welders, so they can work on the equipment.
Yes.
So it's all kind of ties in, and the more arrows you have in your quiver, the better
exactly.
your chances are. So, you know, you come out of there with a heavy construction, degree.
Mm-hmm.
Or a certification, and then a welder's certification, and then there's jobs everywhere. And this type of jobs you can take almost anywhere in the United States, too, if I'm right.
That is correct. Oftentimes people in construction follow the work, and that gives you plenty of opportunities to move around. And our program, our NCCER, is the curriculum company that we use, and they have national certificates that they offer. So people who graduate from our program can move to Texas very easily, and they just show them their NCCER credentials, and they say, oh, you went through a standardized program. We know that you know what you're supposed to know.
Is there something kind of like, I know that you all at the trade school mm-hmm. over there have, you know, do you have like job openings and job, you know, notices and from different places?
I mean,
that your people as are going through this can literally step into a job.
But yes.
A lot of them will step in as a journeyman, though. Is that right?
Well, no.
Well,
they
okay.
need to start at the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Many people we know their house was not touched by the car fire, but they live in that area, that circle that keeps them, that had their insurance canceled. What'd they do? They went to see Judy Maxwell at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she got them back into having insurance. There's not insurance. There's not, in any case have I heard, an insurance plan that Judy Maxwell has not been able to help people with. You can give her a call at 221-0441. She's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. We'll be right back after these messages with the Shasta Builders Trade School.
Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment with one of the most sought-after comedians and actors in the industry, Joel McHale, live on stage at the Event Center.
I'm a half an hour into this interview. Then I realized what was going on. So I said, hey, Mr. Reporter Man, just for fun, say my first name out loud. And he goes, okay, Daniel.
Joel McHale, Saturday, January 18th. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you're in the chat room and I'm not responding to you, it's because we're this is funny because it's streaming. It appears I can't check it on my computer because my computer can't lock into the internet here. Neither can Sue's. But we talked to our Wi-Fi guy, and he's telling us that the I'm listening to you streaming. So this even makes it more stranger. But he's on his way in here to try and figure this out before the day really goes crazy on us. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, a veteran-owned business that just has got a super reputation, has been awarded best state or best in the North State. They handle any types, any makes or models of heating or cooling systems. They've got a program where they come in every 6 months and they make sure the filters are clean, the air ducts are working, everything is working the way it should be. They have kept our heating and cooling systems in great shape and moving forward all the time. Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for on-demand water heaters, they can also do that for you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we're here with Tracy Lockstadt. She's from the trade school at the Builders Exchange. And we're talking about the different classes they have and in the services. And when you compare the cost of a four-year degree
yes.
to what you all are putting people through mm-hmm. and for the cost there, well, really, in reality, the trades come out a lot better.
Oh, yes, definitely. And whether they're in our training program or an apprenticeship program, it's an enormous difference. So most universities, four-year universities, are around $20,000, $25,000 a year tuition. So after 4 years, if you're finished in 4 years, myself, I didn't finish for 5 years, that's $100,000.
Well, that's not unusual for people not to finish. It used to be you could finish in 4 years, and nowadays it seems like most people are in there for at least 4.5 or 5 years.
Yes.
Because of the classes, the type of classes they have to take, they're not offered. Sometimes they're offered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So got on the job, and you know, the lead journeyman or the foreman doesn't have time to talk to you for 2 hours about Ohm's law and the other, you know, theories that go with electrical mm-hmm. or plumbing. And so that's really the purpose of it, is to get them the directed information that they need. And after 4 years, then they're finished. So we're pairing it with the hands-on work that they're doing. They start out at the bottom mm-hmm. as helpers, and then, you know, they learn things as they go on the job. And then the information that we're giving them matches that and teaches them the why of it, so that when they come into another situation, maybe all the parts look similar, but there's that one little thing that makes the whole situation different, and they go, oh, if I apply this law, if I apply this mathematical theory, that's going to get me the adjustment that I need to make this work properly. So
okay.
It's really good. Looks like the streaming's up again. Okay.
My computer just came up. What happened?
Yeah. I
rebooted it again.
Rebooted it again. So it's like the third time it's been rebooted. You know what? When that happens, it just brightens up your day.
When things go right?
When things go, well, things just kind of go right. So, okay, so we're back up here.
Yeah. Yes, I rebooted the router. So, three times the charm.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. You know, and see, this is a type of service job, you know, when you're doing the wiring and doing the working for cables and all this kind of stuff. All this is a trade job that pays a livable wage. Now, I graduate from the trade school. So I've already got a job. So then I say, okay, now I want to be an electrician.
Yes.
So they're always looking for electricians. So they hire me.
You're already an electrician trainee.
You're already a trainee already. So you've already got a job out there.
Yeah. You have a job.
So then, and then you work your way up to what?
To journeyman level. So it's
how many years does that take? And do you have to take tests?
It depends on the field, how long it takes. Mm-hmm. So electrical and plumbing are 4 to 5 year programs. And for the electricians in California, you do have to take a test to get your journeyman's card, and that's considered a form of license. In other states, they call it something else. But in California, it's your journeyman's card, and you have to take a test with the state.
Now, can you open your own business at that point?
No.
Okay.
So that's a different license. That's through the contractors, the California State License Board, and that's CSLB has a different test that you take for that.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these require 4 years of on-the-job experience before they'll let you test.
Okay, so if you had 4 years of on-the-job experience, you know, you've gone to school, you've been working in, mm-hmm. can you do that concurrently? In other words, I get a job as a beginning electrician.
Yes.
Okay. They're letting me, you know, change the light fixtures or something like that. But I'm going to school at the uh-huh. same time.
Yes.
So I do my 4 years at the school.
Yes.
I've been working for 4 years.
Yes.
Then I could take my Journeyman's.
Your journeyman's test, yes.
Okay. And if I was really bright, I could take a contractor's test.
Yes, you could do both.
You could do both. Yeah. And so at
it's
the end of that 4 years.
It's not necessary to do both. If your goal is to be a contractor, it's not necessary to do both. But, okay. Yes, you can do both. The contractor's license board, that one deals with not just the trades, right? So there's a whole component for the trades. But also you have to know the state laws and about like mechanics lien and prevailing wage.
Right.
And you know, a lot of other things that deal with running.
Do you give classes or something like that?
We give, well, mechanics lien, yes, we do offer that about once a year. Prevailing wage information about once a year. There are other things, mold abatement, asbestos abatement, things like that, that they're going to need to know as well.
Okay.
And there are classes.
Okay, we've got like 2 minutes left. What do you want to everybody to know here?
Well, we are having a fundraiser to keep the trade school open, keep it local. And our fundraiser is the Trade School Gala. It's happening on April 4th. And last year, our sponsors were RU, Sierra Pacific Industries, North Valley Distributing. And I want to thank Stevens Electric and Alan Campbell Electric for giving donations to the school so that we can keep it open, we can keep it affordable for the students. And that gala, again, is on April 4th. You can get to that, sign up and purchase tickets on our website, thetradeschool.org, and find the events tab. And it's going to be
it's going to be a good time. It always is.
Yeah.
That your soiree that you have.
Yeah.
Okay. And where's it going to be at?
We're at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop this
year. Okay. And where can you get your tickets one more time?
At thetradeschool.org, find the events tab.
Okay.
And it's all listed there.
You know, is this something, you know, do y'all kind of partner at all or interactions with Shasta College in their classes?
We have a good relationship with them right now. And if you're an electrician and you want to learn programmable logic controls, they have a fantastic program over there. It's Alan Bradley. Certificate that they offer, which is really desirable for places like Sierra Pacific and Knopf. So.
Okay. If you want a job and you're in the trades, electrician, plumber, carpenter, you can find them out here right now.
Oh, is yes. They are screaming for journeymen right now.
Okay.
There's a huge shortage.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We've been here with Tracy Lockstadt from the Trade School at the Builders Exchange. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Joe Martino of Orchard Nutrition.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The impeachment trial of President Trump will resume this week and may start a fight over the ground rules. By then, both sides will have submitted briefs. Mr. Trump's lawyers on Sunday previewed their impeachment defense with the assertion that the charges against him are invalid. President Trump thanked farmers on Sunday for supporting him through a trade war with China.
During a speech to the American Farm Bureau Federation's convention in Austin, Texas, the president expressed his appreciation for farmers who felt the impact of tariffs but stuck with him. He proclaimed, "We did it," as he touted a new North American trade agreement and a separate one with China that he said will massively benefit farmers. Mr. Trump also announced he is taking steps to protect the water rights of farmers and ranchers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also, I should say two Republican state senators in Oklahoma have proposed a bill that would create specially licensed plates that showcase the president's campaign slogans. A move some say could violate federal campaign finance laws.
Republican state senators Nathan Dom and Marty Quinn pinned the legislation, which would make the state license plates that say Make America Great Again and Keep America Great available for purchase. Proceeds from the sale of the plates won't go directly to the presidential election bid, but instead they'll be split between two veterans groups, the Warriors for Freedom Foundation and the Folds of Honor Foundation. According to the Washington Post, the two senators haven't submitted the bill to the Federal Elections Commission for an advisory opinion, considering it may be using state resources to distribute campaign materials for the president.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Gun rights activists and other groups are in the Virginia's capital city of Richmond to protest plans by the state's Democratic leadership to pass gun control legislation.
Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's declaration of a temporary state of emergency included a ban on all weapons, including guns, from Capitol Square. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
The Navy is announcing it's naming an aircraft carrier after a World War II hero.
Mess attendant Second Class Doris Miller was the first African-American to receive the Navy Cross for valor after being recognized for manning a machine gun on the USS West Virginia and returning fire against Japanese planes during the December 7, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor. Miller died while serving on a ship that was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine in November 1943.
That's correspondent Rhonda Rockstra reporting. A German Afghan man who worked for years as an interpreter and an advisor for the German military has gone on trial on charges of spying for Iranian intelligence. He is charged with, quote, a particularly serious case of treason and with breaching official security laws in 18 cases. Prosecutors have given few details of the case. Media and the public were excluded from the trial at the Koblenz State Court before the indictment was read on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Google's Sundar Pichai is calling for a balanced approach to regulating artificial intelligence, telling a European audience technology brings benefits but also negative consequences.
Pichai's comments, from a transcript of a speech at a Brussels-based think tank, come as lawmakers and governments seriously consider putting limits on how artificial intelligence is used. The company's chief executive says there's no question in his mind that AI needs to be regulated, but goes on how best to approach this. There's an important role for governments to play, and international alignment of any eventual rules will be critical. The executive, however, did not provide any specific proposals. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Democratic presidential contenders are celebrating the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and his legacy today in South Carolina, Iowa, and elsewhere. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years in the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And today, of course, is Monday, the 20th of 2020, 1-20-2020, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sue's at the helm. Linda's down in Sacramento.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning there. And congratulations for us finally sussing through what was happening. We just have to unplugging the modem for some reason today. Yeah. And, you know, FM's up, AM's up.
Yeah.
We're happy people.
Yes,
so
we
are. Are we happy with the weather, though?
Well, today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and a high of 56. Tonight, though, increasing clouds and rain likely. Overnight lows dropping in the 40s. Now, remember, the snow level will be dropping, so bring along those chains if you're heading up in the hills. Tonight, lows dropping down to 43. Tomorrow, scattered showers and 50 with overnight lows dropping down to 42. More rain for Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers at least and a high of 52. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, then mostly cloudy. And it looks like for Thursday, a high of 59 with a 20% chance of rain. We should be looking at some sunshine for Friday as well and for Thursday. Now, a high 59 for Thursday, 61 for Friday. Overnight lows dropping in the 40s and 57 for Saturday with scattered showers. Once again, if you're traveling into higher elevations, bring along your chains. They did have 13 inches of snow reported at the Mount Shasta Ski Park over the weekend. And at this time, it appears we do not have any incidents on the roadway. So drive safe this morning. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793, and let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. Hello, Sally. Hello.
Good morning.
There you go.
Yes.
We're ready for you.
All right. Yes, just wanted to let all your listeners know we have the first of two candidate forums tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting. Tonight we're going to host the candidates that are running for District 4 up in Shasta Lake City and vicinity. There's five candidates running for that seat. Steve Morgan, Patrick Henry Jones, Bill Chappelle, Curtis Byron, and Janice Powell. And all five of them said that they would be there, although Bill Chappelle is in, he recently had back surgery and is unable to make it. So we do have the four remaining candidates, and it should be a really good discussion tonight at the Reading Patriots.
You know what? You need to get to know all the candidates here. And,
absolutely.
Steve Morgan has been the supervisor for this, past term. And
yes,
they have four different people running for a spot, including the mayor of Shasta, City of Shasta Lake, Patrick Jones, Henry Jones, of course, who is very well known for his time in the city, Curtis Byron, who is a local businessman and has got a lot of good ideas, and Bill Chappelle, who was there before.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to hear what they want to do that's different. I have a feeling that Patrick Henry Jones will do something about the talking about Shasta County as a Second Amendment sanctuary county.
I'm sure he does have some thoughts on that.
I'm sure he does. I would prefer them all to think about, though, how they can help with the permitting and fees and making things easier on our businesses around here, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There'll be some questions on that, and afterwards, people are more than welcome to stay and talk to the candidate of their choice.
Well, good. All right, Sally, thanks
all
a lot.
Right,
that's
thank
tonight
you.
At 6 p.m. at the...
At 2570 South Bonneview Road.
It's a church.
At the church
yes. Yeah, don't be surprised, but then you're going to see all the signs out in front, so
yes.
You shouldn't be able to miss it. All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Hey, you know what? Here's one of my favorite people in town. This is here. And he and I, this is the reason, the way I got to meet this man was years ago. And when the MoveOn.org got into it, the Move On rallies, Move On, New York, all these. Well, we had our own group right here in Reading, MoveOnReading.org. There's like six people. maybe less at any one time. And they were, this was years ago, of course, and the big ones were going against businesses and were, complaining about big business, the banks and all these, and they were, huge marches. Well, for some reason, one guy out of the Move On dot group, later, maybe two others, decided that this business was not fair. And the owner went out, and this guy's like 6'4", 6'5", and confronted him and said, you can't do this here. You can't do this on my property. Have your sign and all this stuff. Well, it got into the paper, and I read that, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to give him a call. And I gave him a call, got him on the show. Meanwhile, I knew the people in, Move On groups because it's a small town. I said, why would you go after a local business? You guys are all against big business. Why would you go against a local business? And the answer was very, very unsatisfactory. And then, I said, this is a local business. Why don't you go down and, pick it in front of, Wells Fargo or something like that, if that's what you want to do. Why would you do a local business? And there was no good answer. But it was the opportunity to meet the guy. And we've had a, you know, since then we've kept in touch, had lunches at several times. He's been on the show. But his name is Joe Martino, and the business is Orchard Nutrition. And Orchard Nutrition was established in 1982. And here's this guy that, and I still don't really, I'm still not sure to today, and maybe I'll ask Joe, see if Joe remembers. Why was that guy out there? Do you remember, Joe?
He's getting signatures for, they get paid to get signatures for candidates or causes or whatever. But I tried to make him welcome in the beginning. Yeah. He behaved himself to a point, but he wanted to stand, like you said, he's 6'5". Went to stand right in the doorway, blocking people and make them talk to him, and told him he can't do that.
And then they decided they were going to picket your business.
Yeah.
And did they ever do that?
No.
Of course not.
A couple of guys showed up in pickup trucks, you know, mob rule type thing, but we weren't intimidated.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Doing better than I thought.
Hey, you know what, Sue? I'm going to take an early break here, and so that we can get going in there. I want to talk to Joe about when he started this business, and then everything that's happened, if we can condense it down between you and I, see if we can do that. Most of the time we can't, to where we are right now. And the things that you've seen, and especially in the terms of organic. And also with this is Chad David, who is, you're the general manager there.
Yes.
And Chad, I've worked with Chad before and a few times, also at various events we've had, but I really want to kind of get a background of Orchard Nutrition and why this company has been so viable, why it won a, you know, best in the North State every year till they stopped having, I think they stopped having that category. Was that it? At least parts of those categories, and where we are now and what we're looking at here in the future, especially with all the different types of things that are going on when you're talking about organic, because what I've learned is even though they say it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So we'll be right back after these messages, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, another locally owned, locally operated business here in town, totally community oriented. They've got two branches here in Reading at 1845 California Street and a main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. And of course, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. You can learn more about them at bankcornerstone.com or just go on in there and find out how they're going to move your dream forward. That's their whole business. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 96.5 FM.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
We're in the process of updating our equipment here at KCNR. Now, if you hear a little extra static or perhaps a little silence between commercials, we're aware and appreciate your patience as we address these issues.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call group sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 605-4567. Today's the 20th of January, Monday. 43 degrees out there. It's going to kind of be like this all day. It's going to be getting rain later on this week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been doing it for over 20 years. He's gone to a variety of different schools. Jeff Wurst is an expert when it comes to fixing your windshield, whether it's a little bitty chip in it or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix your windshield. He guarantees it for life. It's a veteran-owned business. He's a man of integrity. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. I'm here with Joe Martino and Chad David of Orchard Nutrition. Of course, Joe is the one that founded this business back in 1982. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this, Joe.
Well, it's first of all, it was self-defense. It was hard finding the products I needed for my own problems, health problems. So I decided to do it. Almost like a hobby. I didn't expect it to be taken off like it did.
What did you do before that?
Before that, I had a leather business. I made leather coats and purses and so forth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, see, after all this time, that's the first time for some reason I've learned that.
Long time ago.
I just thought you were born in the store.
I might have been.
Okay, so you were trying to find things that was going to help you health-wise and there was, or assist you health-wise, and you couldn't find it anywhere in town.
No, nobody carried the depth that we did to just cover me and what I thought was our responsibility to have.
Okay, so had you ever been in this kind of business before?
No, just for myself.
Okay, so yeah. You just said, okay, I'm going to buy this spot, and, well, or lease this spot and start a store.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Did you think it would explode like it has over
years? Not at all. I didn't think anybody would take it serious. I just wanted to offer the right things. The other thing that was the problem with the health food, I mean, a bottle of vitamins, they were marking it up like jewelry, you know, three times the price. It just doesn't have to be. So we marked it up like grocery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was much cheaper, much deeper line, you know, more knowledge. And it took off pretty good.
That's one of the things is the knowledge aspect. Of being at your store, you've got people roaming around there that are experts.
degreed people, yes.
Yeah, on things. Everything from we came in to get some protein drinks, you know, like to make. It was in between snacks instead of eating something bad for you. And the lady, told us three different kinds, even though the three that we were interested in. And she was, she told me everything and more than I want. She and Linda were having this long, after she said, this works on this and this. That's all I needed to know. But she and Linda got into a deep conversation about these. And so the one I was going to take, I didn't get. We got the bone marrow one. So which is supposed to be, does everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started, it started growing and you found out you weren't large enough. Or the building wasn't big enough?
We were only in that spot on Park Marina for about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
And we had to move out.
Okay. And so now you're, of course, in the Cypress Square spot.
Yeah.
So when you expanded out like that, what were people telling you back in the 80s? Did they have the same things where they were kind of like you, but there were thousands of them, that they were looking for the right vitamins, the right food.
Yeah, and the right information. It's hard to find that. Like you just told me your experience with the protein. Anybody can carry protein. You can go in and buy it. It says protein. You figure you got the right thing, but there's a lot of choices.
There are a lot of choices and more and more of them.
Yeah.
So you need, when we ended up buying this one with the bone marrow on it because it also does an additional thing. So then we bought another smaller one to add to that, greens. Part that when you add into your add into your smoothie there or whatever you're going to make, it adds different things also that works inside your body.
We have quite a staff, very knowledgeable, several degrees, and they really make the difference.
Well, let's talk about organic. Every place you turn around, you see organic.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, first of all, there's like three or four stages of organic. There's only one 100% certified. And anything else is like saying a glass is partially broken. It doesn't work.
Okay.
And the other thing is just because something's organic doesn't mean it's good for you.
Okay.
So if you're going to take something that is good for you, organic is a better choice. You're not getting chemicals and so forth, GMOs and other.
Everything you have is 100% organic.
Yeah.
So that's – and so when you say 100%, that's from whatever the product is through its processing and all this is that tell me what it means, Chad.
Well,
Chad, hop in here.
100% would be the ground has to be certified for 3 years.
And what does
the ground
the ground that it's grown in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, has to be at least 3 years that hasn't been. I mean, if somebody takes over a farm, they can't just expect it to be organic. They have to wait a minimum of 3 years before they can actually get the soil certified organic. And then ask to be tested yearly.
It gives time for the soil to regenerate itself.
Yep.
And okay.
Yeah.
So you've got to wait 3 years after, even if you had the best intentions in mind.
Yep.
So it takes 3 years to do that. Okay. So then they grow it organically. Then what happens?
Well, in the processing, the facility that they make the product, produce the product, has to be certified organic. I mean, they can't just, say, the vegetables are organic, but then the facility is not. If they're producing
something
paint
else,
thinner.
Yep, paint thinner. That doesn't happen, does it?
Oh no,
no. Okay, all right. And then so it's grown in an organic soil.
Mm-hmm.
It's processed in an organic factory or processing center, and then what? Then it comes to you at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's. Like Joe was saying, there's different levels. There's 100%, 95%, 90%, and then there's 70%. Only the 90%, 95%, and 100% they can actually put the USDA certified organic label on the front of the product. Once it drops below that 90%, they can put organic on it, but it has to be on the backside, notated on each ingredient. So, I mean, there's several things that you can't certify organic, like water, sea salt. That there's
okay.
Impossible to.
Oh no,
to
I understand.
Again,
oh no, I could. No, I understand. I didn't think of it, but I understand that. So when did you decide? Was it from the very beginning, Joe, that you wanted to go 100% organic?
Well, yeah, it's what I needed in my diet. And when I was down in Orange County, it was not that hard. But when I came up here, it was very slight, slim pickings, hard to find, and then necessarily not new. you know, where you have to blow the dust off it to see what the label says. I did it for people that were in my position. I was a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a survivor yet, but now I am. And it's not easy to do, and it's not easy to find, and it's not easy to make money. So if you're going to be just money-oriented, it's going to be really hard to do. You have to have the depth in your inventory to cover things people need, not necessarily what makes money. And we did that. We did it, and we stuck to it through some rough times. And people know us for it.
Well, they should. And like I said, every year, Best in the North State, because it's of the products that you offer. Now, when we get into the supplements, and you've got row after row of supplements in
yeah.
there, but there's differences in the supplements too.
Yes, there is.
And can supplements be organic, totally organic?
Well, they are.
Everything.
Not all of them are, but ours are.
Yours are.
Yeah.
So everything in the store is not just the vegetables, not just the food and everything else you have. Everything in that store is 100% organic.
Even the water special.
That's right. You can get water there, too.
And by the way, you were talking about organic. You can take something that's grown organic, pristine as possible, and ruin it afterwards. Package it in the wrong kind of plastic. Water it with tap water, with chlorine and other impurities in it. There's a lot of things you can do to it. It's organic. I wouldn't put it in my mouth. So
it could be totally organic, then you use tap water on it.
Yeah, well, you're ruining it.
You just messed it up.
That's right.
Linda says, you know, Linda has a great sense of smell. She can open up some of these packages, you know, of, it says fresh lettuce.
Yeah.
She smells Clorox in it.
Yeah.
She can't, you know, when she opens it up, she says, you know what, I'm going to have to wash this off because, you know, I can't smell it, but she can. So, but that's, you know, they've tried to clean it and sanitize it and all this.
Sure. And then you have people that aren't lying when they say they are growing organic, but they don't know the definition. So they're not using any spray, so they think it's organic. That just means not sprayed.
Okay.
Organic, as Chad was explaining, has a definition, a registered important definition to it.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition and Chad David, general manager down there. Joe, of course, is the one that that founded Orchard Nutrition and still going strong. Even though when the first time I met him years ago, he goes, yeah, well, I'm kind of stepping back. And I haven't seen that yet. And the other thing about it is, and I want to talk about that when we get back, that it's almost like a family. Everybody that works there is almost like family. I mean, they're not really relatives, but I couldn't tell the difference. I couldn't tell the difference between your granddaughter coming in there one day and another one of your employees. It was only after your granddaughter left. Oh, yeah, it's my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, how about the other one? Oh, no, she's just been working for us. So we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you really want to score, guys, go on down there. See what they have. Everything from estate jewelry to ones they design themselves and build. Always buy two. Keep one in reserve just in case that you really make a mistake. And then you can pull it out and say, look, I was thinking about you today and I just bought this. Now, obviously, they'll see through you immediately, but it's the thought that counts. But Rebecca down there will help you in so many ways. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Joe Martino of Orchard Nutrition.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's down in Sacramento today. Be back tomorrow, Wednesday. 20th of January 2020, 43 degrees out there. It looks like today's going to be kind of a cloudy, overcast day. I think it's going to be raining tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, another locally owned, locally operated company. And if you need help, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. She'll come out, give you a free complimentary in-home consultation, and find out what works for you and your family. And then she brings in people that are all licensed by the state, background checks, DMV screenings, drug testing, all of those things. She won't put somebody in your home that she wouldn't put in her own home. That's Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. I'm here with Joe Martino and Chad David from Orchard Nutrition. Of course, Joe is the patriarch who founded this back in 1982. And Chad, you've been working there for how long?
20 years now.
20 years. Yep. You've got somebody else that works in there that's been there like for 24 years.
Yeah.
You've actually worked with Joe for 20 years?
Yep.
Wow.
And survived it.
And survived it. You know. Hey, you know, Chad, one of the things that Orchard Nutrition offers is health seminars or seminars, two or three times a month, and they're free. So what kind of seminars are these?
They range. I mean, they could do gut health. They can do allergies. It just depends on what they're talking about. We have them posted up on our you can go to our website and see what's up and coming. You can also look on our website for ones that have already been done and posted, and you can revisit them. You can come in. They're free. You can sit up there, or you can watch them later, or you can watch them over and over again.
Are there specific days that you have these?
No specific days. Just okay. Find them on the website.
And you announce them on your website and
yep.
all these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, you've been in this since 1982. And yes. What have you seen? I mean, the changes in the industry, I mean, everybody seems now finally have gotten it into their heads that eating healthy can prolong your life, can make you feel better, all of these things.
It's accepted now. Yeah, back in those days, you had to be committed to the industry because you were considered a health food nut if you had anything to do with it. Now it's pretty much accepted. That's why all the supermarkets and even some of the department stores are carrying a certain amount of health food, even if they don't know for sure what they have. But we have professional people to help, and it really makes a difference in people's lives. We get compliments all the time.
I want to point out this one. This is a locally owned, locally operated place. You know, the thing about it is that, yes, you have to have a business. Yes, you have to make money to keep your business open. I know also, though, that you've kept stuff that were not that you didn't make money on. Because of some people because a variety of people needed that supplement.
It's a responsibility. We have to have what somebody will need, whether it's in the mainstream or not. And it's easy to carry a multi, vitamin C, calcium, but there's some obscure products that when people need it, somebody has to have the wherewithal and the responsibility to have it for them.
It's not a moneymaker.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Usually it's
I think people need to know that you know that you've got you stock things for people because of their needs,
sure.
Not because it's just a fad going on.
Even with the food, we have a huge throwaway write-off amount each week because of no chemicals. But that's what we guarantee, and that's what we're about. I don't eat food with chemicals. I'm not going to give it to someone else.
And because without the chemicals, it won't last quite as long. So you have, I imagine you do.
Well, some of the things you see a clerk putting up on the shelf in a supermarket might have had a birthday in the warehouse. It's not fresh, but it doesn't have to be. It's got the chemicals to make sure it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Sprayed in there.
Yeah.
What do you see happening in the future here? I mean, it started out in 1982. It was kind of like you're kind of like strange people that were going to be eating organically. I mean, these are the ones that kind of had the headbands on. And they had crystals, you know, that they would chant to every day. Then it kind of started up. But now, and this is mainstream, very mainstream, but what do we look for in the future?
In the future, it's really, and, you know, many people go broke trying to read that. But
sure.
I see it becoming more and more accepted and more demanded. And people, the public, are becoming more educated about it. And that's partially because of staff like ours. We have professional people to help so they don't make the wrong decisions. And they learn. They absorb that. They remember. And as they learn more, they'll accept less with the chemicals and the wrong treatment and the GMOs. GMOs are scary.
Tell us why GMOs are scary.
Well, we don't.
Now, that's genetically modified organisms. Everybody
right.
hears the term GMO, and you'll see a lot of non-GMO and all that. But tell us why that is scary.
Well, you know, people think of them like, okay, they hybrid things, and they genetically engineer them so they grow bigger or seedless or whatever. But that's not all they do. They grow them in a way to keep certain pests off the crops. They grow them in a way where what they're really heading for, and I shouldn't be saying this, it sounds like a conspiracy, but it's going to be harder and harder for your crop to reseed. They'll experiment till they get it to where it won't reseed. You have to buy new seeds each time.
Well, that's not conspiracy, because that's true.
Yeah,
a lot of the new products, you've got to buy seeds every year because they can't reseed, because that's the way they've been hybrided into it.
The old term, they'll go to seed, doesn't hold anymore.
Right, and that's why you'll see things that you'll see heirloom type plants, you know, seeds that you can plant yourself, because you can then use those seeds over and over again. But a lot of the modern stuff can't do that.
It's getting harder and harder.
Wow.
So that's where I see it going, but that's like anybody else's prediction. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, is the government gotten into this more?
Oh, I'm sure.
No, I mean now, you know, when you're, because...
Or the FDA, you mean?
Yeah, about the, you know, this is organic, this isn't organic, because there was a time when everything was organic, and indeed it wasn't.
That's right. And then what happens with the government is when they knew less and there was less known out there, but people... It's totally committed. Like I say, during the hippie generation, they would bug the stores and watch them and send people out to check on you all the time. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Because it's more open now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more reputable and big manufacturers realizing how important it is to produce things that are not a health hazard.
Hey, Chad, what have you seen? You've been there for 20 years, and I'm sure you started kind of like at the bottom, and now you're the general manager there. What have you seen the changes, biggest changes over 20 years?
I would say the awareness of people buying organic. I mean, it's just every year it seems like, whether it's, you know, big supermarkets or little supermarkets. I mean, when, you know, 20 years ago, I would go into a little convenience store and probably wouldn't find anything organic. Now, if I go into there, you know, I find, oh, there's, you know, bag of chips and some seeds are organic. You know, it's, before it was 0%, now it seems like 20%. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I think the awareness and the knowledge of people.
Now, when I go in there and I buy a pound of your sunflower seeds, bulk, all that's organic.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about that. I just reach in there with my little, well, I don't reach in there with a scoop. You kind of push this thing.
Yeah.
And it falls out into my bag, hopefully. And I don't have to worry about that. It's totally organic.
Yep. Yeah, everything our bulk is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Joe Martino, who founded Orchard Nutrition in 1982. And Chad David is general manager. He's been with him for 20 years. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, does the best haircuts in the world, a better-known business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's, let's just say it, man's last stronghold. You can work, they work off appointments, and it's 244-9478. However, get there a little bit early, catch up on your reading, find out what's going on in the world, all at Cypress Square Barbershop, and it's just around the corner from Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back.
I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:48 in the morning. It's 43 degrees today. We're looking at, of course, having a day being cloudy and raining tonight, raining tomorrow, and possibly raining Wednesday. All here, the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Tomorrow, we're going to have REU Director Dan Beaton with us. We'll be talking about what's going on at REU. Even though this doesn't come under him specifically, but rates being changed, people want to talk about that. Among other things we'll talk about with REU, including the new electric cars that are going to be downtown that REU is getting a grant for and going to be using to help people that are parking further away from stores. We're here with Joe Martino and Chad David. Joe, of course, founded Orchard Nutrition back in 1982. And we're talking about organic, everything in the store. 100% certified organic produce, even your meat, Chad, you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
How can, you know, beef is organic? I mean, you think of beef as being organic, but not necessarily.
Yeah, it has to be, the ground that they eat off of have to be certified organic, so no pesticides, no herbicides. And even in the processing, there has to be a special certified organic processor. They can't just process next to, you know, the guy who doesn't have certified.
Well, if you've got cattle that have been, say, fed on corn, that's hybrid corn and all this, and they're killing them or they're processing them through a plant, both kinds, you know, both organic and non-organic, there can be splash over there. So you got to kind of watch all that. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've been listening to your show, and I heard one of your gentlemen there say something about he had cancer. Anyhow, I just recently found a piece of paper going through my mom's stuff, and it's, I guess it's the bark off of a tree. It's called Taheebo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, or Paw D Arco, and it's something for cancer. And anyhow, do you carry something like that, or carry something like that in your store, or have you heard about that?
Oh yes, absolutely. It's Paw D Arco is it's a tree, South American.
Getting closer.
South American, and it's the inner bark. The Taheebo is just a technical name for it, but the Paw D Arco is the tree. And, yes, we carry it, and it has a very good effect.
Okay, good. I'll have to come in and check that out because I just recently found this piece of paper, and I've been curious about it. Now that you're on the in the radio, this is what I'm curious about. So I'll have to come down and take a look at it soon.
Yeah, and you'll get some professional guidance while you're in there. There's no guesswork in my store.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks a lot, Ron. Well, what does Taheebo do?
Well, there's a few things it does, but when these things like SEAC and Taheebo, they act as not only as antioxidants, but liver cleansers. And half the problems with cancer start with the liver and colon.
Okay. So it acts as a liver cleanser then?
It does.
Can the, you know...
Well, blood purifier. But,
blood purifier.
Sure.
When you talk about supplements, can you take too many?
Of course.
So
you can overdo water, for that matter. I think
that's true. It'll
kill you. Drowning, yeah.
Yeah, it'll kill you. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, people, if you drink copious amounts of water, you know, and you keep forcing it, it does something to your body where you will literally die. It clears. Yeah. I think it takes out all the electrolytes and everything. So when you say that you've got people down there, you know, I know that you've gotten one, Annette. She's been working in your supplements there, and she's been with you for 24 years.
That's correct.
So what kind of continuing education do you all do for your people, Joe?
Well,
Chad?
Well,
because, you know, something I learned, you know, 2 weeks ago could be, you know, overcome by events by now. So, but with all the classes you have, but I was wondering about training for your staff.
A lot of the companies will send in actual trainers, and we'll have – it'll be either after work or sometimes they'll come in during the day and they'll train us on all their new products and they'll ask any refresher stuff. So we, you know, those usually last about an hour. They usually come about 2 to 3 times a month. So, yeah, so they just
continue in education then. Yeah, Joe.
Well, we actually support the employees that are interested. I don't force anybody into it, but to go to school and become degreed. And we got a handful of those, and we offer that all the time. We offer it. We make the deals to enroll them and pay for it.
Okay, and what kind of schools are these, then?
These are biochemical schools, herbology, just natural healing. And everybody seems to have their niche that they want to become more educated on, and that's good, rather than have everybody on the same thing. So
sure.
They're not going by guesswork or off a sales sheet. They're learning the science.
Okay, so when we talk about Orchard Nutrition, when you walk in through those doors, you immediately see produce. You see the supplements on the right-hand side, but you've also got a deli in there.
Yeah, which is all organic also.
All organic, totally organic. You can either come in and order, or
you can order online also. Yeah, we have there's an app also for that.
You've gone from, well, you know, you're looking to change it since 1982 when you first started this, Joe. You're online, you've got websites, you've got you got videos of all these classes, people, you've got an app. I mean, you know, can you have you ever thought about, you know, really you've got a great store. And it's locally owned, locally operated, 100% organic, everything in it, from the bulk nuts and beans and, what, rice? What do you have back there in your bulk?
Oh, yeah, we have beans, rice, flours, nuts, seeds, fruits. Yeah, we have a variety of different things in there.
Plus you have, you know, shelf after shelf of vegetables, I'm talking about people, you know, canned, you know, soups, everything. Everything is 100% organic.
Yeah.
So, have you, does this look like another 20, gosh, let me see, 82? Oh, my gosh.
38 years.
38 years. Yeah. Look like another 38?
At least.
At least?
Yeah, why quit then?
You know, at some point, you know, do you see that the fact that organic food is going to take over, or is it, or will it, you know, the prices sometimes are higher for 100% organic. Is it because of the there's so few of them, you know, that's producing so much, or what?
Well, chemicals are cheap.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about the beef. You know, when you use hormones and antibiotics where none of your inventory dies, and they grow 30% bigger on 30% less time, it's a lot more profit. So that's all about money.
The and chickens and eggs, the totally organic eggs. I talked to somebody that had chickens, and it was the when you go totally organic with chickens, and plus free roaming and free ranging, it bumps the price up. It just has to.
Of course.
But the benefits that you receive from this on a diet of 100% organic does what?
Well, a diet on an organic makes the organs that do the filtering and the cleaning work a lot less. You know, you can overwork anything, including a car. So if you're not putting it in your system, it doesn't have to be cleaned out, and it doesn't interfere with the nutritional value.
See? Chad, you've had health affairs.
Yes.
And a number of vendors are on it. Places filled up.
Yeah.
Are these going to continue?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we have them once a year. This last one, in years past, we've always done them in September, but due to the heat and the smoke, we moved them to May. And the first one we did rained out, but we still had it.
We were there.
Yeah, you were.
We were there. We were in the rain. We just kind of like huddled under this. But you know what? What I was surprised was all the vendors were there and a lot of people were there. You know, They just had their umbrellas because you offered so much of different things. Everything from 100% organic coffee to there's vegetables, and people were making teas and everything and bringing them by to us, which we really thought was a good idea for us since we were getting dripped on.
Yeah.
Not as much as the table next to us, but I think we were okay. We didn't blow out any of our equipment that day. Joe, I just want to thank you for keeping this fight going. Yeah, you've been doing this for 38 years.
Yes.
You've been kind of like the mothership of healthy eating, healthy living, offering classes. The food is all, everything you have there is 100% certified organic. Other stores are not going to do that. They just don't take the time, the effort to do what you've done in our community.
Right. As I get older and my eyesight gets a little bit worse, I start appreciating my own store. Don't have to read the labels. It's already done. You're not going to get the wrong thing because you can't see the little label or don't understand the biochemistry. So you can shop in there and don't worry about it.
I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't have to, because sometimes it gets really, really small there on the back. I'm just,
that's right.
What's in this? And then I don't have to ask. I just ask Annette. Annette, what's in this? Well, this is on this car. What are you looking for?
And they get out their magnifying glass.
Yeah, and then she points me in a different direction. Okay. Joe Martino of Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been with us for 38 years. It's not only just a great health food store, they support this community in about 1,000 different ways because they're locally owned, locally operated, and they care about our community. We'll be back tomorrow with Dan Beans from REU, the head of REU, talking about what that looks like for 2020. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
My ground won't be turned.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.